This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now. Somebody texted in, want to know who sang that song just now. It'd be Dave Cohen and me, Tommy Tucker. Oh, you mean the original artist on the recording? That was Jesse Hill doing Oop-Oop-A-Doo. We asked about some hints to keep your feet cold when you go to parade this weekend. Put hand warmers in your socks. Again, somebody else said put hand warmers. Problem solved, but the problem is trying to find hand warmers in the city of New Orleans. I don't know what a hand warmer is, but I would think it'd make your shoe feel or fit funny if you got to walk. Tommy, that's easy. Duck boots or shoes. Waterproof socks. You can get them at Massey's. Work great in the snow, too. So, in Buffalo, back in the day, moms always used plastic bread bags on the kids' feet, like from a Wonder Bread loaf. I guess it's bunny bread down here, so I don't know. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director, former Saints sideline reporter who was on the sidelines, as I remember, for the infamous Christmas Eve game in Cleveland. Is that right?
Yeah, that was a fun one. Luckily, the Saints equipment staff helped all of the Saints radio crew out, gave us a bunch of, you know, cold weather gear. And honestly, the only part of me that was cold was my feet. I had double socks on and the feet warmers in. But man, that ground in Cleveland was just brutal. Other than that, though, the rest of my body was pretty well covered, even my face, from the wind, which was pretty whipping that day as well. But the feet was definitely the biggest problem. And any chance I got was standing by the big heater on the sideline, and during halftime was one of the few times I actually left the field to go inside just to try and get those tootsies warmed up.
Tell me about that young man from Rummel, that budding offensive tackle, because I got to tell you what, if my Powerball ticket comes in, I'm going to make him the highest paid name, image, and likeness player in high school football history.
Oh, man, he's loving life at Rummel. You know, going into next season, they're starting to get, you know, workouts already together, and it's really amazing when you see, you know, your kid waking up 6 a.m. to get into school early to start doing workouts. Definitely a lot more committed to the process than I was as a young man.
Tell me about the Saints. What's going on Airline Drive?
Yeah, we just got word that the, you know, Saints hired their offensive coordinator in Doug Nussmeier. Definitely one that wasn't a surprise, was linked to Kellen Moore for a while and has been around him for the longest time. They worked together with the Dallas Cowboys, the Los Angeles Chargers, and this past season with the Super Bowl winning Philadelphia Eagles. A guy that we know here very well, was a draft pick of the Saints, gets to come back to the Superdome in New Orleans and be a part of the rebuild here. And what I think is really cool, you know, you mentioned my son playing Rummel. Well, he just gets a short drive up I-10 to Baton Rouge to go see his kiddo at LSU, Garrett Nussmeier, his son, the quarterback of the Tigers.
Yeah, but you know, I'm thinking about that. It's so close and yet so far away because
right.
He's going to be close, but he's going to be busy. So maybe during a week you might have a chance, but I don't know. Maybe the games will work out, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a bye week scenario will definitely work out there. But like you mentioned, if the Saints are still busy getting ready for their Sunday matchup at home, they'll be traveling on Saturdays to wherever location they are playing. So at least they'll be close by, and like you, maybe during the week get to go see them at practice for the Tigers. But the game action might be a little tough for Doug Nussmeier to see Garrett.
Tell me about this strength and conditioning guy, because honestly, when you look at the guy, he looks a lot like me, quite frankly. He's in that kind of shape. But seriously, when it comes to keeping the players healthy, the Saints have had such a problem. Tell me about his background, what the idea is behind bringing him in, who he is, and could he even maybe extend to the Pelicans too?
I'm not sure if he'll get, you know, any run with the NBA team, but when you look at, you know, the Saints' issues, we know were immense last season with the injuries, and it all stemmed from Game 3, the start when we saw Eric McCoy go down against the Philadelphia Eagles. It was just a brutal go for the team. It seemed every week we were getting more and more players that were, you know, getting on the injured list, and really decimated what we saw being a highlight of the first two games of the season with so much hope and promise. And, you know, they had to do some kind of move for here. And I just think that you look at his past history now with the Rams, and they were, you know, helped them go on a Super Bowl run. They were one of the most healthiest teams in the league those three seasons, and was also known as Sean McVay's get back coach. Mm-hmm. and really got notoriety then.
You need a get back coach. Tell people what that is for them that don't know.
Basically, you're holding the coach back from getting on the field, so you know you're not getting a penalty incurred. Things get a little too animated sometimes on the sidelines, and you get all too excited as a head coach. Sean Payton did as well. And, you got to stay off the field of play so you don't end up incurring a penalty for your squad. And I think it was either NFL Films or one of the Hard Knocks shows that you ended up seeing that happening with Sean McVay.
I got a problem in high school with that, too. They got a get-back coach where everybody wants to, you know, get on the field and cheer on the team, but you don't want to get a penalty either. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about Derek Carr and the press conference. I don't know if I've had a chance to talk to you about this or not, but what was said, what wasn't said, what the Saints' backfield's likely to look like next year, the offense, et cetera. And look, nobody knows. I know we're just kind of gazing into the stars here, but I'm just wondering. We're talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the Saints. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. NFL Draft will be here. We'll talk free agency as well. 822 Traffic, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, talking about the Saints and the moves they've made with Kellen Moore and Garrett Nussmeier, who is going to be the... Not Garrett Nussmeier. Yes. Wait, I'm confused.
Doug Nussmeier.
That's right. Doug Nussmeier, who is going to be the offensive coordinator and the strength and conditioning and wellness coach, I think they're calling him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Yeah, Ted Rath.
And who else did we get?
They made a lot of sweeping changes on the offensive side of the ball. Keeping, though, bringing back, I should say, running backs coach that was with the Lions, not the Lions, the New York Giants this past season. We saw that, he decided to take a break and try his hand in New York. Things just didn't work out there for Joel Thomas, who's been around this squad so long. I think bringing him back to New Orleans was definitely a comfort move for a guy like Alvin Kamara as well, who has spoke highly of Joel Thomas in the past, and making your stud running back happy and keeping him well on the roster is a good idea. Quarterback's coach is another QB in the mix. We saw, we have Kellen Moore, QB, Doug Nussmeier was a QB, and Scott Tolzien, a former NFL QB, is joining the staff as the Saints QB coach. He was with the Dallas Cowboys. So, once again, those connections with Kellen Moore are pretty big there. Keith Williams is being retained as the wide receivers coach. That's one that's sticking with this Saints staff, been retained, and we saw him do a good job with some of the young wide receivers last season, was talked about highly as well. Brandon Nugent back with the black and gold. He was with the Seahawks as the assistant O-line coach this past season. Now he's back as the O-line coach for the Saints this go-around. A familiar name, in last name at least, Chase Haslett has become the tight ends coach for the Saints. He was the Cowboys' offensive quality control coach. We know his dad, Jim Haslett, spent time with the black and gold as head coach here for some time. And one that's, we haven't found an exact title yet, TJ Paganetti was the Eagles' assistant O-line coach and run game specialist for Philly, and his title really is unclear right now what he's going to do for the Saints. And we do know as well that Phil Galliano, the assistant special teams coordinator, has been elevated to the special teams coordinator role. So a little bit of familiarity there makes sense if you're going to keep, your kicker and punter too from last season, not having to make changes there. A new coordinator might want to bring in their own staff. Now it's all about what's going to happen on the defensive side of the ball. And that first shoe that's got to drop is definitely who's going to be the the defensive coordinator, fill out the staff. And the favorite right now, Brandon Staley, former Chargers head coach. He was the 49ers assistant head coach last season, has a relationship with Kellen Moore as well. And what's interesting with that too is, if the Saints go about this route, it would likely signal a change in scheme going from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4. So many questions there come with personnel as well.
Be interesting to watch it unfold. I know free agency starts March 12th, I think it is, so that'll maybe give us a little glimpse. Thank you, Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Hans Liljeberg, Jefferson Parish Council member, about the big family cross celebration that's happening. A lot of fun for everybody. More when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:47, 13 till 9 now. I was on Vets yesterday, and I was watching them set everything up for Family Grow, and you could just tell something big was about to happen. Hans Liljeberg joins us now, Jefferson Parish Council member. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about Family Grow this year.
So Family Grow this year is going to be bigger and better than ever. We have some local acts like Zebra tonight starting at 4. We have Imagination Movers playing tomorrow, and we have Amanda Sharp playing Sunday. We have some national acts coming as well all weekend. It's going to be a great, great weekend.
How can people best experience Family Grow, Hans?
Well, the best thing to do is to buy the VIP passes. Mm-hmm. And you can find that online through the Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau. But it's a free show. You don't have to do that. You can get in. The seating's good. It's not, horribly crowded. Festival atmosphere, live free music. I mean, it's a great show.
So with the VIP Royal Pass, you're going to get a 3-day ticket. You're going to get a special VIP area, back of stage access, front of stage views, limited food and drinks, and the use of a comfort station. That's for people that are 6 and older. What about some of the food that you're going to have there?
The food is going to be so in the VIP section. You get food. It's it's light fare.
No, I understand. No, I meant in general though for people.
In general, they're going to have various food trucks out there. It's your typical fare. FAIR, FARE.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good stuff. All good local Louisiana stuff.
Tell me about the plans on Sunday. Have you guys made any alternative plans or any ideas of what to do on Sunday with the weather they're forecasting?
So I was listening to you earlier, and I agree with you. I'd like to weigh in on Dave Cohen's evaluation if it does rain on Sunday. So we haven't, we're just right now, I think it's a little early.
Wait. For people that didn't hear, I was saying that Dave needs to do a better job with the weather forecast and that his employee evaluation was coming up and what was his plan to deal with it. Thank you, Hans, for listening. But go ahead. What happened
seriously
with the rain on Sunday?
We're waiting to see right now. Last year, unfortunately, we had a deluge on Sunday. We made it all the way through until the last band, Cheap Trick, started playing. They played probably five or six great songs, and then they had to shut it down because of the rain. So the plan right now is to forge ahead. We're going to have to wait and see if it's difficult to move these things up and back because of the band schedules and contracts. But, we're going to do our best to plow forward.
Somebody I know used to be a big Zebra fan, and they would always pronounce it Zebra. 8:51 more with Hans Liljeberg when we come back. We're going to talk about some of the differences in terms of traffic, some additional security that's going to be in place for Family Grow this year. And if you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9. Zebra, they're going to be taking the stage 4 o'clock this afternoon at Family Grow, followed by Ambrosia featuring John Ford Coley, then En Vogue, then tomorrow Imagination Movers, Rock Show NOLA, The Journey Experience, Debbie Gibson, Mark Martel, One Vision of Queen, then Justin Moore, then on Sunday, hopefully River Dan, Timothy Wayne, Amanda Shaw, Gary Barrett and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. So, Hans Liljeberg, Jefferson Parish Council member, when it comes to Sunday and the weather, somebody texted in and wants to know, and it is interesting, who makes the call on this? Who's running the show, producing the operation?
The Jefferson Convention of Visitors Bureau pretty much puts it on.
Mm-hmm.
They work in conjunction with the parish on what to do. I'm sure it's, we consult on what happens with the parades and so forth.
But, and the sheriff, too, I'm sure has a hand in it. Make sure everybody's safe, right?
Of course.
So if the show can go on, I think it's safe to say it will.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my daughters lives in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She is due in 2 weeks, and she's a huge Rascal Flatts fan. She's on her way to New Orleans right now so that she can go see Gary Levox on Sunday.
Hans,
so I'm counting on no rain.
Look, take two of these and call me in the morning, all right? Because you're going to need some with a perspective. First grandchild or not?
No, this is my third.
But still, first for her?
First for her.
Uh-oh. Well, everything's going to be fine. Just be positive.
I told her to bring her medical records.
Would you prefer she stay in Texas? I'm just curious as a dad.
She's actually moving back now that she's having a baby.
Well, there you go.
Back.
Well, good for y'all. Hey, real quick, when it comes to security, what do people need to know?
So that's going to be a lot different from last year, obviously, because of what happened in New Orleans on January 1st. You will have to go through a metal detector. Bags are subject to search. You shouldn't bring any large items or large bags in. You won't be allowed to. Whatever you do bring in is subject to search. Veterans Boulevard will be blocked off from in both directions from Causeway to Severn 2 hours before Family Grow starts.
And the easiest thing, just go to Family Grow, search that. You'll go to visitjeffersonparish.com, find out everything. I might just see you out there, Hans. Have a great time, okay?
I'll be there.
And good luck, Grandpa. Hans Liljeberg, Jefferson Parish Council member.